$9 million. Yes, $9 million. That is how much money a forensic audit apparently found was not used properly at Success Village. Attorney Barry Knott became the receiver of the 900-plus unit complex between Bridgeport and Stratford last year following ongoing issues with heat and hot water, as well as just financial disaster and clear mismanagement of the co-op board that was in charge of all of this. Now, the heat and hot water, that pretty much is all taken care of. That's not an issue now. But the financial, the paper trail, if you will, that just continues to be bad news after bad news story. And Attorney Barry Knott, we so appreciate you always making the time for WICC to talk about this. What an announcement in court last week. Tell us a little bit.
Well, a copy of the forensic audit, which I received a couple of weeks ago, was attached to my third report to the court. I'm obligated to provide reports to the court approximately every 2 months. And my third report to the court is dated whatever the date is, June 20th. And to that report, I attached a copy of the forensic report, which I had received on June 11th. And that report indicated that there was a lot of banking activity between the various banks, Bank of America, Key Bank, M&T, where a number of bank accounts had been opened by the previous administration. Six accounts, for instance, in Key Bank, into which money was deposited and withdrawn, and money was deposited into escrow accounts and transferred to operating accounts for, as far as we can tell, no reason. And then checks were taken to various banks and exchanged for counter checks, which essentially are checks, bank checks made out to cash or to some individual or entity. In other words, in lieu of writing a check from a checking account, the president of the association would go to banks and get counter checks payable to various people, including
You're talking
himself.
About Mr. Tyreek Byrd.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a list of various bank checks that he had withdrawn from either Bank of America or Key Bank in various amounts that are identified in the forensic report, for which we cannot understand the reason. And we're trying to get to the bottom of that. And the court has now instructed us to go further and begin deposing the payees on these various checks. So there were some significant checks that were identified in the forensic report totaling over $2 million, which we've got to get to the bottom of. And the court instructed us to do so. Other people are also investigating these circumstances. And it's
Wait, what do you mean other people are investigating, Attorney Knott?
I can't get into the other people investigating.
Oh, okay. You mean other people are being investigated or other people are involved in doing the investigation?
Both.
Okay, got it. Got it. I mean, you did announce, though, my understanding is in court, you announced, though, that $2 million in cash from the co-op's bank accounts from monthly fees paid by residents was, in fact, withdrawn by the former president, Tyreek Byrd. I read that. Is that that's so we do have concrete information that a good chunk of that $9 million was, in fact, withdrawn. We don't know why, but it was taken by Tyreek Byrd.
Well, the only amount of money that was actually taken by Tyreek Byrd was a check in the amount of $100,000 that was withdrawn from. Let me see. I forget. This $2 million figure that you're talking about, there's a lot of, there's a lot of money here identified in this,
yeah,
in this document.
Which, by the way, while he's going back through some of these files, which, again, I really appreciate you talking about this, Attorney Knott. Attorney Barry Knott, again, is the receiver You know, a court appointed him to be in charge of the receivership for Success Village. And you know, I would say certainly the heat and hot water, like I said, overall, that situation has been, you know, rectified. There, I do know there have been reports certainly this summer where there's, you know, sometimes inconsistent hot water. But I think overall the bigger issue here is the financial end of it.
Clearly, the initial problem was the heat and hot water problem, which everybody is aware of. We were able to resolve that by the end of February, the middle of November of last year. The heat and hot water problem got resolved. It was at that point I was beginning to determine that there was a lot of other irregularities that had gone on with respect to the various bank accounts. There were too many bank accounts. There was no reason why that there should have been as many bank accounts as had existed prior to my advent. The forensic report on page 23 identified a number of checks that were written to various people in large amounts of money for which we do not have an explanation and for which we are going to have to receive an explanation. And there, you know, it starts out with $2,670,000 being payable to Umbrella Man Mechanical Group. Now, the Judge Radcliffe had Umbrella Mechanical Group, a principal of that organization, on the stand when the trial was taking place prior to my being appointed as receiver. Mm. And it was Judge Radcliffe asked the principal of Umbrella whether they were able to fix the heat for this $2.6 million. And the guy admitted that, no, they were not able to fix the heat. So, right. You know, query, why were they paid $2,670,000? There's a number of checks similar to that that probably makes up the $9 million that you're referring to.
But ultimately, it's going to still fall on the residents, right, to make up that money.
Absolutely. And that's the problem. That's why we had to enact this 20% increase in their fees effective July 1, 2025, and also had to impose a $3,800 assessment on top of them to cover the insurance premiums that are due as a result of the increase in insurance premiums from $600,000 to $1.8 million. So there were all kinds of catastrophic increases in expenses that were occurred by the previous board, which I'm trying to get resolved now. And this is the problem. We've got accounts payable approaching $8.5 million right now, $8.5 million, and we have no money to pay those debts. So we're in the process of obtaining relief from the Department of Housing and CHFA, where they're going to lend us some money. Hopefully they are going to lend us some money. I've got an application pending to them, which will be submitted probably today. An application prepared, I should say, not pending, which will be submitted today for the loan from the Department of Housing, which should provide some relief. Unfortunately, they're only allowed to lend us up to $6 million in any one day. Mm. And our outstanding accounts payable at this point is about $8.5 million, including all of these obligations from the prior administration. Fortunately, we've been getting cooperation from the Department of Housing. Otherwise, we'd have a serious problem here. But right now, I'm trying to keep the ship of state afloated, so to speak. And my primary responsibility is not to chase down this money, although the court instructed me to do so in the hearing last week. So I'll be preparing deposition notices of deposition and subpoenas to these persons who were paid these checks to try and get to the bottom of why the checks were written, what was the purpose of the check.
Your job just got even more complicated. Is anybody at least helping you with this, attorney? Not because, like you said, it wasn't what you were hired to do. But now that we're down this rabbit hole of, OK, so this money is missing. We have some persons of interest, including Tyreek Byrd, who clearly mismanaged. I mean, just based on this audit, again, I'm not just saying it off the cuff. It's clear in this audit that that's a fact, pretty much. So is anybody helping you in these entities in I don't want to say taking down, but certainly holding people accountable, especially because now you've got all these residents who have to, they were, you know, not, I know a lot of them were doing their jobs and paying their common charges, and it was clearly misused, and now they have to pay more, you know, to well, clean up for other people's messes.
That's exactly the problem. They can't afford to pay more either. I mean, these people are not in a position, the people that live at Success are not in a position to pay more, yet
correct.
They have to pay more in order to avoid insolvency. The court is being very cooperative, and the plaintiff's counsel is being very cooperative. I just hired additional staff here, an additional attorney here at my office and other support staff to help me with this new investigation that I'll be embarking on. So we'll see where that goes.
But, well, Attorney Knott, if you could, you know, obviously, as always, keep us in the loop. I think this was a huge announcement. We knew, obviously, just from our constant talks with you that there was, I'm going to call it sketchy business going on. We knew there were all these different bank accounts. That didn't really make a lot of sense. We knew there was money missing. That didn't make a lot of sense. We knew that residents had to now sort of foot the bill. That unfortunately makes zero sense, but they have to do it because who else is going to pay for it? I am wondering, I do understand, obviously, that this is now going to have to go before, I would think, the bonding commission, just to at least get up to that $6 million loan from the state. But I'm curious if anybody down the road is, you know, convicted, has to pay back the money in any way, is there a way that residents could see relief, you know, sooner rather than later? Now that we've identified, I know we can't name everybody in this, but if we've identified people who clearly mismanaged money, could we maybe see relief from residents sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I mean, to the extent that we discover any impropriety in the availability of a refund of misappropriated funds, then the members will be reimbursed for what they have paid. I got to get the money first. I mean, this thing is worse than I thought it was going to be, and it's a lot worse than I thought it was going to be.
Clearly. Well, Attorney Knott, I'm glad to know that you have more people on staff who are focusing on this as well, just because, boy, you've been on an uphill battle this entire time, but certainly it's getting more and more complicated. And like I said, I appreciate you keeping us in the loop with everything, and certainly let us know if you have any updates.
Well, the trail is getting clearer now also, so it's not all bad news. We're starting to get a handle on what's going on here. So, now it's up to us to chase down the money and for other people to do whatever they have to do as far as investigations are concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are a lot of people working on it. Let's put it that way.
Well, we love to hear that. And Attorney Knott, as I mentioned, I always appreciate so greatly that you give us the time here on WICC, and we'll keep people posted. Thank you so much.
Take care.